call. Matt, you know what I'm talking about? So here's what I did. I sent all three of them a certificate. Even though they hadn't sent me a referral. Actually, back then it was a check, but I don't recommend that you do that because then the checks don't get cashed. And so I went through that nightmare. That's the reason that you use a certificate. But I sent them all a check, all three of them. You want to guess what happened after that?
They started sending people to you.
Mm-hmm. Started getting referrals. I haven't tried this, probably should try this. Maybe one of you guys could test this and just pick out a bunch of people that you would like to get referrals from and just send them a referral certificate that says, thank you so much for your referrals. Better than advertising. What do you think? All right, who's going to try that? Who's going to do it? Or did y'all just come down here to go to the beach? All right, what if they say, I can't accept a fee, no problem, donate it to your favorite charity, whatever. What if they say, I referred you, but I never got anything? That's where your systems come into play. You got to have that in your software. Always ask how a new client was referred and put it in that software. All right, so this is just one example. But in any software that you have, what you want to do is you want to have, you want to be able to track your referral sources. You can actually even do this in QuickBooks. How many of you are familiar with the class feature in QuickBooks? You can track your referrals through that. If you have Infusionsoft, obviously it's very easy. But whatever form you use and whatever software you use, you want to track how that person was referred if they're a new client. If they're not a new client, then you just put repeat down there, all right? But then you have a little drop down, see? Referred by a customer, referred by an employee. And then you have your referral source type. So here's what we do is we group our referrals based on our largest sources. So we have like three different main sources: flooring companies, designers, and realtors. So we want to know the total dollars that are coming from, you know, the flooring companies. So I just ran that this morning. And so we can see the different sources as a whole. And this particular piece of software right here, there's a lot of different software programs out there, is it will actually go to the database and it will it'll add the individual who referred to the database so that then we can just export the Excel file, the CSV file, merge it with a Word document, the referral certificate, and so a person, all they have to do is just hit the buttons, print it out, and then our admin department approves it, signs it, and sends them out. So you need to have software. All right. Now, there's a couple more things that you need to have. Number one is you need to have a free trial offer program. And what I mean by that is some way that your folks can experience you or they can learn your message in a way that's meaningful to them. The fastest growth tool on the planet is the free trial offer. Why is that? Because my great friend and marketing master, David Fry, says that the money is in the list. The money is in the list. Not just the size of the list, but the quality of the list. So you need to have some sort of free trial offer, some way that you can create an experience for people and they can learn about you and it adds value to them. It might be a free report. It might be a free CD. It might be a free, you know, digital audio program, ebook, video, free classes, consultation, a free sample or service. Like in our service company, if you haven't used us before, we'll actually come to your home or business and actually provide a sampling.